So when other people talk about us having potential, well, that's easy for them to say. They don't know the real me, the real you, small, uncertain, insignificant. No, they don't know the real me. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we talk about you reaching your full potential from a bit of a different perspective. This week on A Different Perspective, we're taking a look at reaching our full potential. So many of us don't, for one reason or another. It's easy to blame our circumstances or our past or our parents or our education, but really, that's not it. So often we're caught up in the day-to-day business of living, just getting by. We don't have the energy to think big thoughts. Let me ask you, when was the last time you let your imagination out of its cage just to wander, to roam the fertile hills and valleys of possibilities and potential, things that might be? Why is it that we get so locked into our status quo that we can't even imagine moving house or changing jobs, let alone following the real desires of our heart? Whatever happened to thinking big, outrageous, stimulating, scary thoughts? For almost 20 years, I was a consultant, strategic management consulting and a lot of information technology consulting. And over those 20 years, I worked in, I guess, around 200 organizations. And so interacted with thousands of people over that time. And often I was engaged as a consultant because there was a need in the organization. They were doing some big new technology project, or there was a new system, or something had gone wrong. And whenever there's something new, it tends to equal change, new ways of working, new business processes. And for many people, that change can be threatening. New often exposes rifts and cracks in organizations. So part of the process of helping the organization through change was bringing groups of people together in different settings and different circumstances to do some brainstorming, to begin the process of a team of people working through issues and problems so that they could come up with good solutions. Now, brainstorming is exactly what the word says. It's getting ideas out on the table. And the number one rule for brainstorming is that there's no bad idea. There are no wrong ideas. There are no wrong thoughts. Let's just get them out there. Let's evaluate them later. But let's tap the creative potential of this group just to think big, radical thoughts. Put them up on the whiteboard. Put them up on butcher's paper on the wall. And let's not care who came up with them, what the ideas are, how wacky or weird or way out they seem. Brainstorming is getting the ideas out on the table. But over and over again, I consistently notice two things. The first is that a lot of people are locked into the here and now. So the ideas are bounded by present circumstances. It's one of the things I find in designing houses. Renovated a house a few years ago, and the reason we had an architect come in was because I could only see the renovation in terms of the current walls and boundaries, whereas the architect blew our minds away because he could see the potential. He could see beyond what was there in bricks and mortar then and there. So that's the first thing. People tend to be locked into the here and now. And secondly, often I've found that they're inhibited and afraid to share ideas because they might be wrong. Someone might think I'm stupid. That might be so way out that people think I'm smoking something I shouldn't be. Maybe I'll offend someone. Maybe they'll ridicule me. You know what? It's the same in our lives. We're often afraid to think big thoughts. And then some joker comes along on the radio and drags us out of our comfort zone with a message that goes something like this. You have had so much potential locked inside you by God. And amongst our circumstances and fears and inhibitions and the status quo and our own weaknesses and failings, all of those things can hold us back from realizing that potential. We're afraid to get the new ideas out on the table. Sometimes we're afraid to get them up on the butcher's paper, on the wall, on the whiteboard, and just think them and look at them. And so we get locked into a grind. I was sharing yesterday that the decision to move from a lucrative career as a consultant into a media ministry that really needed reinvigorating, that involved a lesser salary, that was a huge move. It was a scary move in some senses a few years ago. But it's a move that came from thinking huge, radical thoughts. And as you may have heard me say before, today these programs are going to air in 60 countries. Tens of thousands of people hear these messages. And it all came out of some wacky, radical thought that God put in our hearts, my wife and I, to chase after the potential that He had planted in us. What if we just put aside, for the time being, all our circumstances and fears and inhibitions and the status quo and our own weaknesses and failings and the feeling that thinking some of these thoughts might be stupid and we might get ridiculed, and just spend some time with God and said, God, help me to think your big thoughts for me. Someone might say, hang on, Bernie, why are you talking about God all of a sudden? Because I believe that God wants to be like the water that makes the flowers grow. We planted some little seedlings in our front yard not so long ago. The plants were New Guinea impatiens, a beautiful small shrub, dark green leaves with white flowers. And because of water restrictions where we are, there's a drought, we're only allowed to have these little drip watering systems twice a week. So I carefully planted each of them next to a drip outlet, and 10 minutes twice a week, they get water. Well, a few weeks on, most of them grew and sprouted and multiplied, and they're full of these stunning flowers and they're healthy. But one little small seedling, it's okay, it's alive, but it hasn't grown and there are no flowers. And I had a look and I realized it's not near one of the little drip outlets. It didn't get any water. It didn't reach its potential because it missed out on the water. Now, we on our own can be like that one little plant. We can do this and do that, and the thinking of today says it's all within you, and we can grow and we can be okay. But like that one little plant that didn't get the water, we don't get to our full potential. And the thinking of today, it's all within you, look within, is such a part-truth that it's a lie, it's a con job. It's like saying the plant doesn't need the water. But to have a really big thought, to reach our full potential, we need water. We need that living, fresh fountain of water, which is God's Spirit. When you think about it, those flowers, people walk past our front yard and they look at these little flowers and the number of people that stop and comment on them. Those flowers are there for other people to enjoy. And somehow when we think big, radical, exciting, scary thoughts, and we let God's Spirit water those thoughts and feed those thoughts and shed light on those thoughts and blow His wind and air through those thoughts set those little seeds growing in us. And when they grow and they sprout and they have flowers and they have fruit, if it's from God, ultimately other people will enjoy those flowers. Other people will enjoy that fruit. That's God's plan. And when we're that little plant with the flowers, it is such a satisfying thing. It is so fulfilling for me to be walking in the dreams and the potential that God had for me. But yet other people are benefiting from the fruit in my life. That's a fantastic economy. That's a fantastic plan. That is so God. It is so exciting. We can be happy on the surface, but be like that one little plant that didn't get any water. Or we can be deeply satisfied, growing fruit, growing flowers that bless other people, when we think big thoughts in Christ. Hey, social media is a great way to stay connected to your friends and the world around you. And we'd like to invite you to be part of the Christianity Works community. The Christianity Works community is full of daily thoughts and devotions and inspirations, so no matter what kind of day you're having, you can be encouraged. If you're on Facebook, search for the Christianity Works page and like us. When you do, you'll see some encouragement from your friends and community at Christianity Works, including free booklet downloads from time to time. But more than that, it's a library of thoughts and verses that you can share with your friends and family. So we'll be sharing God's Word together. It's a great way to share the good news of Jesus amongst all the chaos. Amen. So, like Christianity Works on Facebook, be encouraged and blessed, and share some of that with your friends as well. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. I'm Bernie Dimet, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.